This is Joseph. Oh, I should probably shut my door. Hold on. This is Joseph L. Flatley, and you are listening to Failed State Update. No JG today. Instead of a live stream, I just had a conversation with an interesting guy. Oh, for fuck. Why is my laptop fan the loudest thing in the room? This is all getting a little marginal, as my friend Vincent would say. All right. Failed State Update. This is a conversation that I had today with a gentleman named Ravi. It's not his real name. He was targeted by the U.S. government, or we actually don't know who by, using high-tech means. The targeted individual community exists online mostly in this weird kind of liminal space between absurd conspiracy theory and provable conspiracy fact. I've always felt that when talking to these people that we have to take each case individually because we know that high-tech harassment can happen. And even in those cases where I suspect or one might suspect that there is some sort of, you know, neurosis or psychosis at play, I think it's very important to listen to people's stories and just listen, you know? We did this before back in December 2020. We talked to a targeted individual, a woman who believed that someone was targeting her. And it seemed to provoke a lot of conversation and introspection among my listeners. So we're going to do it again. I get contacted all the time by people who believe that they are being targeted by either corporate actors or government actors or a secret society. But generally, the interview, they always want to do an interview, and generally it never happens for one reason or another. But it all came together this time, so I want to introduce to you to Ravi, a 30-year-old tech worker in Silicon Valley, here from India, and I'm just going through his email, follow-up emails to see if there's anything else I should share. And Ravi wanted me to give the following kind of prelude, and he writes, and I quote, "I want people to know that mind control simulation technology is real. I experienced what is popularly called the targeted individual mind control phenomenon. My two cents is that if you are looking for evidence of the U.S. government having such capabilities and using them to brainwash people, please look for stories from people who are victimized by illegal immigration enforcement and management." And again, you see, I generally haven't been able to find any people that I would say are targeted individuals. When we talk about mind control or putting voices in people's heads or whatever. But I definitely agree, if somebody was doing it, it would probably be immigration and law enforcement. I mean, you know, they have been called Trump's brown shirts for a reason. But I've kind of rattled on enough. I'll just get to the interview and look out for a Failed State Update live stream with JG, Michael, and myself coming up in a couple days. You know where to look. And thanks for listening.
I cannot speak for somebody's experience. What I read from your article is that there are other people talking about their experiences. So it may, so whether their experiences were real or, you know, maybe are pure figment of their imagination is something I can't speak about. But broadly speaking, my, you know, let's say gang stalking or this feeling of somebody like hearing voices that were specific to me, seeing images that were very specific to me. Those are the experiences that I've had that are very, very similar to what the experience that other people may have felt too. So in other words, yes, there is a capability where there is a technological capability that can that can be done to people and in a targeted fashion, because I experienced it.
How old were you when you began experiencing this harassment, electronic harassment, and what has that experience been like, and how has it affected you?
So I specifically don't know when it started, but it sort of felt very apparent in January, since from January 2019. And I realized, and even when it was happening, I was attributing to, again, you know, somebody was stalking me, or I felt like somebody, like I was, like somebody's watching me or like that. But there was a brief moment in around April, May 2019, when I realized somebody's controlling me. And it's such a surreal feeling. And when you realize that, then, you know, everything that happened till then, you start, I started reassessing what has happened until then. And yeah, and it was May 2018 or something where I actually realized, yeah, somebody is controlling me. It is not like whatever's happening around me like a one-off thing. So, yeah.
Mm-hmm. I mean, how were you being controlled? What was happening to you?
The moment I realized was, you know, I was trying to finish my assignment, but I was not able to. And it felt like, it literally felt like somebody was controlling me detailed fashion. And that's when I realized, yeah, they are I kept saying, they are, I don't know who's controlling me and how I was being controlled, but I realized it in around May, June 2019 that, yeah, something else was happening to me.
So describe that a little bit. So you're going about your daily life and you realize that you just have this sense that that your actions or your feelings aren't your own, that they're being controlled by somebody else. Is that correct?
No. So I don't know since when this was happening. I can't tell you that because I myself don't know. But it came to a point where I was going through, I was working in a very hostile workplace. Like people around me started acting up. And then it, you know, it, the experience that I'm describing is from sometime in 2018 all the way to March 31st, 2019, where I actually quit my job, where I was actually working in a very hostile workplace. I felt like I was being targeted, but I didn't know why. So, but later, with the wisdom of hindsight, I think why is such a, it's an irrelevant question. I think anybody could be targeted. What was your question again?
Well, I'm just trying to get a sense of, you know, how this control manifests itself.
So For example, in around December 2019, I sent an email, I sent a message to my manager saying, I don't know how long I'll be here, but I want you to know that I'll miss you. And yes, yeah, my parents are visiting. If you send, my intent was to, ask her if she has any positions in her team. But clearly, if she reads it and if she misconstrues it as, me trying to court her, though that was not my intention, with the wisdom of hindsight, I think that act of typing that itself was something I did it without my intention. In the sense, my intention was something else, but I typed something else. So that intention, that the typing itself, it was control. The reason I say this is because, as I said, I'm gay man. I'm not attracted to women, but with the wisdom of hindsight, that individual I'm referring to, she kept pursue like. She's one of my tormentor in this, in a workplace that was increasingly hostile. And she kept doing actions that are that were that with the again with the wisdom of hindsight were like she was passing flirty comments, that she was acting in a way that is that she was showing interest towards me, but I wasn't because I'm not attracted to her. But the fact that I typed it, though my intent was something else, but I typed it. So that is mind control. Does that make sense?
So somehow between your intent to do something and carrying it through, it got hijacked or altered in a way that the
That is
email.
right. That is right. That's correct. Yes. And all through this time, I had this. There is this. What do you call? Psychiatrist that I've been visiting. His name is Dr. Thomas Howell Jr. He is at El Camino Hospital. From January to March 2019, it felt like an overt conversion therapy where he insists. Again, I don't know if he did insist because the whole experience felt surreal, but the whole insistent was that I was pursuing her and whatever was happening was mutual, when it wasn't, because I'm not attracted to women. And during that brief period, I actually did feel attracted to women. It was so surreal. That experience was so surreal. So whoever put me through that thing, if you actually do this to others, then I don't know what. What I mean is that, that act of me typing that to her, I did it without my intention. So, in other words, that is mind control or simulation or whatever you call it.
Sure. And so you were seeing a psychiatrist. Were you, what brought you to get mental health help? And did you explain that you, this feeling or realization that you were being targeted or harassed?
So, I reached out to him for ADHD medication, Adderall. So I was using Adderall at workplace, and that was not the first time. In the sense, I got diagnosed right from school, and after I got a job, I reached out to him, and my relationship with this said psychiatrist goes back to the time I actually started working. So, there was a specific moment where he did tell me that, he said, I so you know, I felt like my search. Again, it's very hard to describe it. The whole process was. He did tell me, and you know, he did say this once that if you see it, he told me that I was doubting that am I schizophrenic based on my experience, and he said, he told me, oh, you're just depressed. If you think that somebody is trying to control you, that's schizophrenia. And this is the specific phrase that he used. But based on my experience, as I said, during the whole period, I felt like somebody was stalking me. Why would anybody stalk me? But I don't have this feeling now. I go through, I felt like when I took a Caltrain, the Caltrain conductor was stalking me. In the way she was speaking to me, in the sense, there was this one moment where I forgot to tag, and I got a ticket. And she said that, "You think we didn't notice? You think the fact that you didn't tag didn't go noticed?" And I felt when my conversation with that Caltrain conductor felt very surreal, as if she was stalking me. But I take Caltrain every day since then. I always speak to the conductor. I don't get the same feeling now. In other words, when that brief, whenever when that thing happened, I felt that interaction was somehow special. In the sense that I take Caltrain every day, almost every day, and I interact with the Caltrain conductor sometimes, and I don't get that feeling now. But when this During this period, when I felt it, when I felt that moment of surrealness, I felt that my interactions with that Caltrain conductor were special, in the sense that where it made me feel like she was stalking me, or I was being watched. Similarly, I feel that my interactions with the said psychiatrist are irrelevant during that period. Yeah, and this is the best way I could put it, because I've been seeing him from 2016, but I felt like he was acting up only from 2018 to until the last time I saw him.
What do you mean acting up?
In the sense, the conversation felt, I felt like, it felt like telepathy, in the sense, I don't have to tell people anything. In the sense, what do you call it? Let's say, what do I call it? I don't have to tell people what I like. People can understand what I'm thinking. Does that make sense? Yeah. And but even if you understand what I'm thinking, you should have some context, right? It felt like he was responding under it felt like he was responding knowing that he had context. Maybe he doesn't know. So in other words, I felt like everybody knows everything.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America N.A., member FDIC.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Yeah,
When I'm speaking.
one more question about your psychiatrist, because I know that that's not what this is about, but I do need to clear this up. Did you express your experience to him, and then, and did he come back with, you know, a possible diagnosis, or did you not talk about it with him, or like, how did that play out?
So in the beginning, as I said, I was experiencing a very hostile workplace, and I in the beginning, the way things happened, it sort of, and till in around December 2009, I was convinced, the 2019 of me was convinced that for some reason that I had schizophrenia based on whatever was happening. And somehow that 2019 me was convinced that that 2019 me had schizophrenia. And around that time, around January 2018 December, me was convinced that I had schizophrenia. And in January 19, I went to him and I spoke to him, am I schizophrenic, based on the experience I had? And before me explaining further why I think I'm schizophrenic, he told me, you're just depressed. Why didn't you tell me you were depressed? And then he told me that if you think you're not schizophrenic, you're just depressed. If you think somebody is controlling you, then you're schizophrenic.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So, but, and you think someone was controlling you, right?
I realized that, in the sense, even when I was, suddenly started feeling attraction towards women, I was attributing, I thought that my drugs were changed or maybe somebody has put something in my food. But in May, June 2019, there was a brief moment where I realized I was being, like, this moment where I thought, okay, yeah, I was being controlled, because till then I never heard of mind control. I never knew why anybody would find me interesting. Like, why would I be a quote unquote target? But yeah, there was a brief moment where I realized, yeah, I was being controlled. And I did tell my, I did confess it to my, I reached out to my sister. She downplayed it, as always, saying that it's nothing. But yeah, there was, it was in May, June 2000, where I realized, yeah, this, I suddenly realized that, yeah, I was being controlled. And then I sort of, reassessing everything that has happened up until till then. It was a surreal experience, and to a brief moment, I felt I was special, as I said, and then I felt I was being helped, and then I felt I was, and all these feelings of being felt special, and then I was being taken care of. But then, you know, the wisdom of hindsight, I was targeted, and I it was so intricately done that, I took significant hit on my career, my personal fortune, and I lost everything, man. It's so depressing. And it's in other words, my civil rights were abused, and somebody did it with impunity, and that's all I can say.
So at what point, just if you can give me a timeline, like, what year did you realize that this was harassment, this was mind control, and how did you begin to research the topic or educate yourself about this?
So, I realized that the mind, I was actually being controlled in, again, in 2019. And I was trying to look up for mind control technology, and just a simple Google search brought me nothing. Scholarly articles brought me, you know, some project called MK Ultra with CIA. And I actually, you know, I actually reached out to people with the same article. I reached out to another individual who, because even with that article, there is nothing much online that could actually help you understand what this phenomena is. So there is this individual who's a Green Party candidate. I reached out to her not so long ago with the same thing, because she did an interview with some lawyer who written an article about the technology that government agencies possess. And and again, these are pure acts of desperation of mine trying to reach out to people to understand what happened. And she responded with an email thread, which I couldn't make sense of. And again, saying that thousands of people are going through it. You're not alone, not just in India, not just in the United States, but across the world. And I didn't believe her. But again, I was again looking through based on those keywords. And then I found a simple Wikipedia page called electronic harassment. I don't know who created it, but my experiences felt very similar to it. And then I realized, yes, if I actually told someone, they would do, and even they would think that I was schizophrenic. And then, yeah, and then I realized that, again, these are looking for keywords, right? Until then, I didn't realize what a targeted individual is. And then I looked up what a targeted individual is, and then I found a bunch of Quora articles. But to be honest, mostly it felt very, when I read through it, it not all felt. People, I don't want to say it, but I'm going to say it felt like people who were writing it were going through some trauma. And but I realized targeted individual is actually a phenomenon. So, yeah, but I cannot say that the experience I had are exactly similar to what they say they have. But during this period where I actually went through it, I did feel like I was being stalked, but I don't feel it anymore. And I did feel like somebody was controlling me. I don't know if I'm being controlled anymore right now, but it was such a sudden, it was such a, when I felt like somebody was controlling me, it was a moment, it was so subtle. Yeah. It was so subtle that you realize, oh, they are control. It was so intricate that there is mind control, that, you know, somebody is controlling me.
So tell me kind of specifically some other examples. Were you hearing voices or seeing images?
Oh, yeah, I did, in the sense, I did hear, so I was moving from one team to another within Google, and then I hear and one day I just sleep in a bedroom and I hear that they are testing for your Python. I know why it is very important for me. I don't want to tell you why, but yes, in other words, I did hear voices. These are specific voices, and I did see images that were very specific to me. In the sense, only I will be able to understand why those images were. In other words, only I would be able to understand why those images are relevant. But It felt so surreal. That moment when this happened, it felt so surreal. Does that make sense?
Yeah, I mean, explain it a little better. So you're in bed and you start receiving.
So I heard a tiny whisper of some, like, I heard a tiny whisper saying that they're trying to test your Python skills. And
that's the Python programming language.
Yeah.
So you
I know, yeah, I know, yeah. I know why it is relevant. I know why at that moment why it was relevant. But I had that experience, and yes, I did hear voices, and I heard voice then, and I saw images after. So,
what were the images?
The images had my colleague. I saw my colleague, and he was telling me something that is about again. It's very. It's not personal that I can't share, but it is very context specific.
Yeah, but you were getting information about.
That is true. Yeah, it's so surreal. So in other words, let's say, for example, this person actually created a video of himself sending me a message, and then somehow uploaded it to a system, and then that system. Transmitted a message to my head, but realistically, that's not possible. This is why would he have so much time to create a video of himself transmitting a message to me? But that's how I, in other words, if I think about how, let's say, for example, this me seeing that image is real. How would that be realistically be possible? That is, somebody actually have to create a video of himself doing it and then upload it to through some machine that will transmit to that has a capacity to transmit to send targeted signals to me. But yeah, why would he have time? But that's how it felt like.
You know, a lot of targeted individuals I've spoken to.
Yeah.
You know, often the scope of the harassment will get really big. Like, it won't just be work. It'll be, you know, people coming up to them in the street.
I did feel, as I said, you know, I felt like I was being like, I felt like I was having conversations with a taxi driver that was very relevant only to me, as if she knows what I'm talking about. Yeah, I did feel so during that. I did. Yeah, I'm not just. I did go through that.
Yeah, like
who, I'm talking about technical capability.
Yeah, was this, I mean, did this happen all the time? Like when you left the house, would you just constantly be experiencing this harassment or did it come and go?
So during that moment, I felt like somebody is recording whatever my conversations or somebody is somebody was recording my conversations. I felt like somebody was recording my conversations when in at my house. So I was wondering who could record a conversation. My house, I was actually living in a tiny studio with just one window. I was like, there is nothing in this room that is out of my sight, which could be used for recording. Where could somebody put a recorder? And I was looking around and I saw a fire alarm. Could there be a recorder placed inside? So I picked up and I started opening it. I couldn't open it. I just left it. And the next day I come in that recording goes missing. In the sense, these are the, like, somebody is, I don't know, and the recording go and that thing goes missing, and I
The smoke alarm went missing?
The smoke alarm, it goes missing. And I go and ask my landlord, where is the smoke alarm? He said he doesn't know it. When I persist on where exactly it is, he brings it out to me. Now, in a sense, it is harassment, but it felt so surreal. Listen, somebody has to call my, how do I put it? Yeah, and then smoke. In other words, a concerted effort to break my psyche, make me question my own sanity. Now, did my landlord actually do it? Like, did somebody actually call my landlord and told him remove that thing and all? I don't know. Maybe somebody did or somebody didn't. But there were a set of events that have happened where it felt like living hell.
How long did this go on?
Man, I felt like I was being targeted without knowing before that, but I don't know why. In a sense, this feeling of surrealness about gang stalking or this feeling of. In other words, I'll just use the word, this feeling of surrealness started from January up until January 2019 to January 2021, 19 to
20, 22 years. So you had 2 years, a two-year period of this really kind of like,
and after, but yeah, yeah. But
that was like the express, intense. Yeah, the intense.
Training. Oh yeah, training, and I don't know how to put it.
How did it affect your work? You said you ended up losing your job and your fortune.
No, and this is the first time in April 2019. I was a top performer, but in 2019, the situations were so that I had to quit by myself, even though I didn't want to.
Mm-hmm.
And then I was rehired, and then I reached, I don't know. And then I was rehired, and then I felt an intuition that I reach out to this, this lady. And so, sorry. And then I was what I'm trying to say is that detail is irrelevant. I reached out to I was rehired by another vendor again at Google in March 2020 under extreme duress, without my clear consent, in the sense,
you were hired without your consent.
In the sense, I went through the process, but then it felt so. Seeing that, knowing that you're working I agreed that I went through the whole interview process again. I was given the same period that I was when I was fired, where I thought, okay, I'll agree for the period. And then when I opened the laptop and see that some of the people who I thought took part in this events were promoted, and the change, like it felt like only my life was affected, but nobody else's life was. And that moment I felt, I don't want to join the same company. Why do I want to be going to the same company, meeting the same people who at that moment I felt were harassing me. So, but I, yeah, and then I got calls from my parents and my, and people who I, and some people in India saying that, you know, you have, therefore, like, who asked me to join the company. If you want a work visa, join the company. So I did, in the sense, in other words, my options were either to join the company or, you know, just forget about everything and just leave the country. The reason I stayed for so long is I was stupidly hoping that I was somehow special and my experience was special and there would be somebody out there who can actually help me bring a case against whoever I thought was harassing me. But I realized there were thousands of people who are actually going through the same shit.
Yeah. So what is your next step now that you realize that?
It feels very depressing in the sense I have a complaint with DFEH and I have some sense of understanding of who actually did this to me. And
DFEH, that's Department of
Fair Employment and Housing. They will do nothing much here. I'll tell you, I'll be very honest. For the brief period of time, I felt like committing a crime. I felt like, you know, trying to avenge what happened to me. But again, in vain. I mean, I'm in a situation where I don't know what and I don't feel like that anymore, knowing that there are so many people who actually went through it. But my understanding is I have some sense of the only thing I can do is reach out to different departments who can actually take up aspects of the matter that actually aspects of the harassment that I went through. So, I mean, to your answer, what your next step it is, I mean, even I don't know. I mean, I'm in such a depressed situation of not my doing. Even for me to seek new work authorization or new work, I kept losing stuff. In the sense, I lost my social security card. I lost my passport. So things like this. It's a depressing thing. I don't know how to put it.